Together we can stay up, stay blessed, and stay encouraged. Welcome back. I'm happy to have you. I know that you're happy to have me because you've made the decision to make me be a part of your life. And I hope that we can make this a lifestyle together. I hope that you have found some interesting context to apply to your life that is sustainable enough to keep you encouraged as you go on your journey. And, you know, feel free to go back and revisit the episodes that you like. You know, every episode may not be for you, but this episode may be for you, your friend, your mother. So share this podcast, if you will, with whomever. It's for anyone. But I will say that if someone doesn't have a foundation in God, that I'm willing to be a great introduction, but they may need to have someone sitting next to them to, you know, just add some, you know, some information as to why I'm so eager to follow this walk and why I'm in fellowship with Christ Jesus, you know. And so I am a child of God. I am this daughter who is, I am learning to fully embrace purity, embrace dignity and integrity in such a way that, you know, before these were just words, but now those words have meaning. And I know how priceless, you know, my time on this earth is. And so I go through a many of things, but every trial, you know, allows me to understand the value of my presence. So whenever I find myself in a hardship, I get to see that when I tell people what I'm going through and they get a little scared, I'm like, oh man, people think that they'll lose their benefit. People think that they'll lose out on an asset. So I have to be very cautious. I have to be very present so that I don't miss out on the opportunity or the moment to, you know, be light for someone else. And so every lesson that I learn, it creates a better response inside of my woman. And so I want to thank every person that loves on me. I want to thank every person that shares a compliment, that hugs me, that embrace me. Man, I'm so grateful because I'm in a season of reaping a good harvest of love and joy. And so despite of hardships, I'm in the best time of my life because I'm falling deeper in love with the love of my life. And I've never had to love a person in the ripping me apart. And so I feel as if my mind is being ripped apart. You know, old layers of hurt are being ripped apart from my heart. And, you know, I also feel like my flesh is being yanked and pulled and torn every single day so that I can be a better version of woman. So what you get to experience as a gentle woman, I didn't know that I was a raggedy woman before. So I'm so grateful in this, you know, becoming honey. And in this becoming honey, I will tell you that as much as I speak of love, we're going to talk about love hurts. Love hurts sometimes. Having the best intentions to do the right thing, that hurts you. You know, having self-control, that hurts because I'm used to doing anything that I desire to do. But God was like, well, nah, you need to throw some discipline at that. And I'm like, you know, when will it ever be enough for you, God? And I think about Jesus, that his enough for me was dying on that cross. And Jesus knows all of my deep, deep, dark secrets. And so the fact that he was willing to endure all of those whips, you know, all of the agony just so that I could have a life, so that I could have breath. I can't even believe that someone would do that for me. So I'm so grateful that I have a king that would come from the spirit realm to the earth realm to present himself before his children. And so when I think about the goodness of God, I see that love hurts. Like I would never think to make my kids suffer to prove that they love me, but nor am I a creator. And so I have conversations with God and I'm like, God, when is our love is just going to be good? And I'm just twirling, you know, underneath the rainbow that you put in the sky. Why can't my love for you stay in that category? It's simple. You can't give people what you don't understand to be true about love. Love is suffering. Love is loving a person or loving someone so much that you're willing to suffer behind that great love. That means you will allow someone to hurt you, do some meaningless things because you are in love with who they are, how God sees that person. And I think sometimes we can look at love with this selfish outlook and say, well, if love doesn't have an imprint of good all the time, then, you know, I don't want that love on the brain. No, someone that really loves you will slow down and they will put their coat over a water puddle and let you walk over it. Why? Because that person has vetted your motives. They know exactly who you are. They know what your triggers are. So when you're going through a hard time, they're like, you know what? I'm going to crawl into that deathbed with you, into that valley, into that temptation, and I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to feed you. I'm going to help God in that process of your restoration. Why? Because I will have it no other way. Because when I got with you, I wasn't just asking God, hey, just give me all the good. No, I want the bad that comes with you. And I know that, like, when you get in relationships, friendships, companionships, whatever ship you're in, I want you to know that it's going to come with some pain. To love a person, it's going to cost you something. It's going to hurt you. So all of the relationships you have to have, when you're looking across at someone and you're saying, that's my friend, you're basically saying, I'm willing to suffer for you. And if that's not what you mean, then you don't love that person in the same heart posture that you love yourself. And so when I'm around people and I know that they want access in my life, I know that that means I have to hear them out, that I have to make time, that I have to be vulnerable with this person. And when I think about things like that, I'm like, okay, do I have the capacity? Will I be ready and willing to drop all things to respond to this person's needs? Why? Because love hurts sometimes. It hurts you to hear how a person may be taking advantage of their good health, how they may be, you know, sitting underneath that umbrella of, you know, self-harming or suicidal thoughts. And you're like, how could that person think that way or want to hurt themselves? It's because love hurts. Sometimes loving yourself, it hurts to love yourself. That's why we run from ourselves. That's why we'd rather turn our attention to something else other than asking for help, because we don't have people that's willing to long suffer, to have the patience for us to come to the other side of things. But what I'm learning on my journey is that I'm learning a new language of love. It's not that all things are going perfect in my life. All things are working together for my life and for my good, because I'm able to find the good in the suffering. Because until you are at a low place in your life and no one can help you but God, that's a different type of love. And the only way that you can see that level of love is to be in that level of despair. And so I find myself happy to suffer, because I've been in relationships with people, family members, and, you know, just different types of relationships where people say, I love you. But when I go through things and I'm telling them what I'm going through, they're like, well, you don't look like what you're going through, so you must not be going through anything. But I'm so happy that God doesn't respond to me that way. He doesn't say to me, well, you're about 80% healthy, honey, so you don't need me. He never turns me away. And the more that God responds to me when I'm hurting, it gives me more permission to mourn. It gives me more freedom to express all of, you know, my lust and my desire. I just bring him everything, because I'm like, God, you can take the exposure. You can take, you know, my shortcomings. And that is how I'm able to clothe you in such a love that's so rich and refined, is because my love hurts. It hurts to become a new version of yourself every single day. It hurts to, you know, consider your neighbor as yourself. It hurts to love your enemy. Because our natural response is to be combative and to be right. But God is teaching me how to be silent. And that silence hurts when you know the truth about yourself, but you have to be willing for people to stomp on your reputation, for you to be forgotten, for you to be forsaken, and for you to go through a season of rebelling because you like, nothing's working out for me. But guess what? What gets you back on track is that love that hurts. For you to be reminded of who you really are, your kingdom identity. And that you will be willing to be broken, and you're willing to crawl back to what you once knew about you to be true. That hurts to do that. So when I'm around people and I see them, you know, lighten up when they see me, and I'm like, what is it about you, Miss Honey? I'm willing to suffer. And I give people the tips that I'm using, and I'm like, well, listen, don't take a day off facing your person in the mirror. No, this is just who I am, honey. I'm just going to be this same way. I'm like, listen, don't admire something that you like about someone that's freedom inside of them, that you really want to adopt that, but you're not willing to lay a behavior down, a pattern down, a cycle down, so that you can benefit from a season of rest in your mind and your heart. See, my love hurts so much so that I can't be right. I must be willing to be wrong. And you know that feeling when you think you're right, but then you later found out that you're wrong about a matter? And you thought you were justified, and God was like, I wouldn't have handled things that way. Or when God sends you back to that husband or that spouse and say, hey, well, you apologize. And you're still pointing that finger like, no, we're not doing that. Have you ever been humbled in your household and you have kids and God was like, you mishandled that child. And you're like, well, I didn't raise my voice, but just this word you use, you know, you didn't create a safe place for that child. That child was left feeling abandoned and rejected by you. Your words come off high and mighty. Go back and rephrase. Ask for my help. It takes great humility to find the beauty in love hurting you. That's why I have so much respect for Christ Jesus and all of the many men and women that I read about in the Bible. Because love hurt them so good that they continue to show up where darkness was and present a light that caused them great affliction. People were thrown in prison for sharing the gospel. People were beat, stoned for sharing the gospel. There is no one that will be able to get around what suffering will cost you. So if you want a marriage, then that means you want and you agree to being hurt. Don't come in and say, well, you said you would never hurt me. Don't hold people to impossible standards. Of course they will hurt you. You're challenging them to be a better person. If you want someone high functioning, high value, that costs, that's labor. The reason we have so much dysfunction because the laborers are few in the field. People are not doing the work, so it's hard for them to love God in full strength and to love their neighbors as they love themselves because they're not even taking time for love. People are taking more time to project an image than to protect their heart. So my encouragement to all of you is to take time to love. Make it a priority. I'm around students every day. I'm like, listen, you might think it's funny to be behaving the way you behave, but at the root of it, it's a lack of love. All of these, you know, weeds and thorns that, you know, have popped up everywhere, it's because of self-neglect. When you neglect yourself and you watch everyone else be great, listen, you have deprived yourself of the right to love who you are and to speak life over yourself. And in that, you know, in those affirmations, that's where you find love for you. But you have to suffer for that love, and it's going to hurt to face the fact that you may be a liar, that you may be a thief. Right? But if those things are truthful now, just say, you know, I am trustworthy. I am honest. Start speaking those things over yourself, but also face the reality of where you are. Because if you don't face the realities of, you know, it's going to cost me something to become something better. And if you're not willing to labor for what you need to see happen inside of your heart, your love is going to hurt a different way. You're going to have a hardened heart. You're going to be a person that's easily broken. You're going to be a person that has a hard time seeing any benefits to suffering. See, the benefit that Jesus has with his suffering is we get eternal life. He was able to right the wrongs of the man and woman, the first man and the first woman on earth, and say, hey, I'm reversing that curse. So his suffering, it hurt, but it hurt him good. It was a good hurt. And until we understand that love shouldn't be conditional, love should be unconditional. That means in the good and the bad times, I will be here, in sickness and health, for the riches or when you're poor. That love is going to hurt to go up a level, go down a level. To see your health, to be healthy, and then watch your health decline. I'm asking for us all to be inclined enough to say, no matter what my life looks like, I'm going to take some time to love on myself, because when I love on myself, I begin to address all the things that's happening inside of my mind and heart. That's the secret to admiring yourself again. That's the secret to success. That's the secret to building a firm foundation. It's love. But this love I speak of is going to cause suffering. It's going to cause you to say, yes, I was naive about thinking that I was all good and that all of my decision making, you know, worked out well for me. You're going to have to deny yourself and say, I'm no good for me. I need help with me. That's what I mean about love hurts. Love hurts that you have to tell your husband or your significant other, you're right. You have every right to leave me because I refuse to grow. Don't just argue with a person and you know they're right. No, it's every relationship requires self-love. Every relationship requires that love to hurt you enough to change. And if love is hurting you right now, it's because love has been waiting for you to make a leap. And right now, you need to take a quantum leap and find a way to get yourself to self-awareness, self-care, and self-regulation so that you can improve your relationship skills, because I believe that you're not a bad person, but that you may be a person without love. And a person without love, they are taken advantage of because no one can give you what you're not ready to receive. You first have to receive from you first so that there will be an outburst of love and an outpour that everyone can take away. And so I hope that you can have a brighter moment by settling yourself in a place to say, I deserve love. I wish love to you. I hope that you find it to be true that you're worth the sacrifice of sitting still so that you can love again. So let's create a moment of you thinking of reasons why you should love yourself. I'm going to create a moment of silence for you. Now, if you didn't take me up on the offer to find one reason of why you should self-love, then perhaps you have grown weary in well-doing. If you want to do life again, then you need to have good manners and go see about yourself. Because it don't matter who is loving you. You can't always pull up to grandma. You can't always go to that favorite place or to that bar or whatever. You got to love yourself. For yourself. To see yourself. So that you won't lose another relationship. You won't lose another opportunity. Because you are worth it. And I believe in you. And I hope that you believe in yourself enough to be sustained by that greater is he love that's inside of you than the love that's in the world. Allow that love inside of you to manifest. So you won't have to be standing there protesting that someone is not loving you. Guess what? People only love you how you love you. When you love yourself better, people love you better. People respond to you. And to whomever is struggling with self-love, I would like to say that I'm sorry for whatever hurt you. I'm sorry for that scar that left you emotionless. But I speak life in that area, that every dead thing will come alive. You shall see the green pastures. You shall hear the still waters, right? You will be restored. Because I believe, because although love hurts, it's the most beautiful experience that I've ever engaged in. So, and you know, guys, join me in that process. And that process is called being gracefully broken, seeing more sides of yourself. So I am God's very own Queen Lady Honey. And I thank my sweet friend, my companion, the Holy Spirit, who always draw closer to me to teach me the beautifications of life. Like, honey, think of it this way. You complain about that suffering. What if you love suffering? Because your father does. See things from his perspective. So I'm just calling you higher. In the closing of the podcast, I like to freestyle. So here we are. Father, I see a staircase and I climb and I see light shining before me. You're inviting me up. I used to be afraid of the stairs because I knew that the process would be excruciating pain. But the more that I take a step, there goes another leap of faith. And when I find the courage to trust you in that foreign place, I'm able to embrace your comforts. Thank you for being my comforter when I don't trust the steps that my feet have the courage to take. I am resting in yesterday's love, hoping that I'll find a new deposit of eternity living inside of today's love. God, prove me right about you. Encourage me in a new way and show me your way that I should be receiving your best love. I thank you and I love you all. Thank you for tuning in. I am God's Queen, Lady Honey, and together we can stay up, stay blessed, stay encouraged. Until next time.